Welcome to the Independent Observer, History Across the Volumes. This is Episode 4, The Last Human Workforce. This author-produced audio adaptation follows two public volume IV records, Disconnected Hearts, The Tech Revolution of Intimacy, and Entanglement, No Signaling, and The Real Path to Quantum Advantage. The papers look very different. One studies digital mediation, labor, and intimacy. The other explains quantum information and the engineering path from physical principle to useful system. Together they ask a historical question about the future, which human capacities are being extended, reorganized, or quietly made dependent on infrastructures that people do not control. Volume IV is not a catalog of gadgets. It is a capability inquiry. A technical possibility becomes a public capability only when the surrounding system can supply energy, compute, data, training, care, standards, maintenance, security, and a route for correction. The question is not only whether something works in a demonstration, it is whether a person can use it safely, understand its limits, afford it, repair it, and challenge a decision made around it. Disconnected Hearts begins with the social history of mediation. The paper describes a digital transformation of intimacy in which technology, economic liberalization, declining birth rates, and social isolation interact. It connects labor and identity to the conditions under which durable connection is possible. The paper does not claim that technology is a complete explanation for demographic change. Its contribution is a frame. When connection becomes increasingly mediated, which institutions still make trust, care, and belonging possible? That question extends the history of work. Industrial systems changed where people spent time and how skill was recognized. Digital systems change the speed, visibility, and location of interaction. Platforms can make a task appear frictionless while moving labor into moderation, labeling, maintenance, logistics, customer support, or unpaid self-presentation. A job title may remain stable while the bundle of tasks, risks, and bargaining power inside it changes. The quantum primer starts from a different kind of historical correction. Quantum systems use physical resources such as superposition, measurement, interference, and entanglement. But entanglement does not by itself allow faster-than-light communication. Quantum advantage is problem-specific, and practical systems face noise, error correction, hardware, networking, cryptography, and standards constraints. The paper's central move is to separate principle, algorithm, engineering, and deployment. That sequence is a useful historical method for technology. Every era tells stories about what the next machine will make possible. Some possibilities become infrastructure, others remain expensive demonstrations, partial tools, or metaphors. If we confuse the layers, we can mistake investment for capability, a prototype for access, or a forecast for a public fact. The history of technology is full of systems that became powerful only after institutions learned how to maintain and distribute them. Volume IV calls this the difference between automation and capability. Automation can change the task bundle before it eliminates a job title. It can remove one task, create another, and make a third invisible. The benefits depend on who owns the infrastructure, who receives the training, who carries the failure, and who can appeal when the system is wrong. The same tool can widen agency for one person and increase dependency for another. The two papers therefore meet around human adaptation. Digital intimacy asks how people remain connected when economic and technical systems mediate more of life. Quantum infrastructure asks how scientific possibility becomes a secure and usable public system. Both refuse the idea that the machine alone determines the outcome. Institutions, knowledge, maintenance, and care are part of the technology. The limits are equally important. Disconnected Hearts is a conceptual working paper, not a single causal account of demographic outcomes. The quantum primer is educational and time-sensitive. Technical claims and projected timelines need current primary research and standards review. This episode is an introduction to the research map, not a forecast or certification. The historical lesson of Volume IV is that the future is inherited through infrastructure. People do not meet new technologies on a blank stage. They meet them through schools, workplaces, health systems, networks, energy grids, ownership rules, and social expectations built earlier. To govern the future, we have to make those inherited systems visible enough to repair. That concludes the first season of History Across the Volumes. Start with the episode that matches your question, open its source papers, and keep the distinction between record, interpretation, hypothesis, and proposal alive. The project continues in the catalog, the library, and the research desk. Observe the system. Question the frame.